Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones and real glad that you could join me. Today I'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. I'll be right back. President of the Councils of State and Ministers, Miguel Díaz-Canel, has met with executives of the Ministry of Culture, including Alpidio Alonso Grau, head of the branch, to analyze the implementation of communications policy in the diffusion of culture. Since 2017, work has been done on a program that covers all areas of creativity to guarantee in the media the highest quality content and representative of the national identity. Its best references in the cultural news of radio and television, the digital magazine La Jiribilla, and the newspaper Cubarte. This must include the website of the Ministry of Culture, said Alexi Triana, director of the Center of Cultural Communications. Aware that, quote, the cultural richness of this country is what distinguishes us, unquote, President Díaz-Canel called for greater efficiency in relations between culture and the media and urged that the best of Cuban art be on YouTube, quote, because that's where people are looking for audiovisuals. Cuba and other Latin American nations are enriching the 8th Beijing International Art Biennial with works that combine native elements with diverse styles. Cuba is represented by a painting by the famous painter Flora Fong, where she honors the Chinese project of the Strip and the Silk Road and highlights the possibilities it offers for cultural exchange around the world. 6 artists from Mexico emphasize the need to protect the planet, especially at times when ecosystems as important as the Amazon are in real danger. There are also outstanding creators from Venezuela, Peru, Colombia, Ecuador, and Argentina, amongst others, who are offering conferences on the different currents of contemporary art in their native lands. The 8th Beijing International Art Biennial will run until September the 20th at the National Museum of Art of China. Some 640 works from 113 nations are on display. And according to the organizers, the high number of participants indicates the richness of different cultures in the world and also makes the event a solid platform for cultural exchange. An academic symposium will discuss the responsibilities of artists in a shared future, a philosophy promoted by the Chinese president Xi Jinping to guarantee equal socioeconomic opportunities for the entire planet. Cultural Center Pablo de la Torriente Brau of Havana is a leading cultural institution that was formed in 1996 under the auspices of the Union of Cuban Writers and Artists, UNIAC. The center hosts expositions, poetry readings, and live acoustic music. Its Salon de Arte Digital is renowned for its groundbreaking digital art. The center is participating in the next edition in the Book Fair of Mendoza, Argentina, with several proposals related to poetry, trova, the book, and the audiovisual. This event, that takes place annually in that province of western Argentina, about 1,600 kilometers from Buenos Aires, the capital, will run until September the 8th. On Sunday the 1st, at 7 o'clock, in the Vilma Rupulo Room, the presentation of a poetry and song CD by the writer and filmmaker Victor Casaus, who is also the director of the Pablo Center in Havana. The album includes poems musicalized by prominent singer-songwriters such as Silvio Rodriguez, Santiago Feliu, and many others. On this beautiful album, troubadour Silvio Rodriguez said, in his presentation words, good or more than good, excellent troubadours, injecting the inevitable brightness of music to the excellent poetry of our brother Victor Casaus. Feast for the senses. Now, on Monday, the 2nd of September, at 7 o'clock in the evening, in the Miriam D. Geronimo classroom, 2 new titles by Cuban journalist and writer Estrella Diaz will be presented. First book, Maria Elena Moline, Design of a Life. And the second book, Eduardo Arrocha, Word of Designer. Both books were published by Ediciones La Memoria del Centro Pablo and constitute a testimony of the trajectory and work of these two personalities of Cuban design, who have set guidelines in that specialty and have left a legacy for new generations. On Tuesday the 3rd, 9 o'clock in the evening, Sala Charla Tulian, the troubadour Ángel Quintero, who participates in the fair invited by the centre, will offer a concert in which he will make a tour of his troubadour songs for over 30 years. Quintero, Ángel Quintero, will interpret well-known songs of his own, such as Only a Window and Heart Heart, and also sing songs from his most recent discography production entitled We Fee Feelings. Wednesday the 4th, 7 o'clock, in the Amado Tejada Gomez Hall, Victor Casaus and Ángel Quintero will perform a kind of hand-in-hand poetry and song that fulfills that vocation of exchanging that the Pablo Center has exercised since its foundation in 1996, building cultural bridges of friendship and collaboration between Cuba and Argentina. La Casa de la Victrola in the city of Holguín is an attraction for music lovers, and especially for lovers of history and music from days gone by. The museum in the main Holguín Boulevard on Libertad Street between Martí and Luz Caballero is home to a permanent collection of mechanical recorders and acoustical players manufactured during the 19th and the first three decades of the 20th century. The collection includes an Edison phonograph from 1898, a Victor I gramophone from 1905, and an Amberola Edison Model 30 from 1912, manufactured in New Jersey in the United States. The whole collection is functional thanks to the thorough and constant research and repair work of Jorge Luis Barranco, a violinist by profession with an exhaustive knowledge of restoration techniques. Visitors also have the possibility of listening to any of the more than 1,000 albums collected by Jorge Luis Betancourt. Many of them contain the best of symphonic music of the last century and original recordings of such famous Italian tenors as Enrique Caruso and celebrities such as Ernesto Leguina and Rita Montaner. And that's it for today from me on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.